we'll play her in, let her hear this at least one more time. Just announced her she resigned a couple days ago. Kind of shocked everybody.
Kind of made many of us sad.
Yeah. Greg Hallblatt, wishing her the best there while we stalled and did a little tamp dance.
Hugs and kisses for everyone.
Melissa Myers joins us now. Hi, Melissa. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
Oh, just super. A little disappointed that after, what, 9 seasons at the helm of volleyball at Illinois State University, you've decided that you've had enough. Not of the university, but you've had enough of coaching. You're going to get out of coaching.
I am for right now, yeah. I mean, like I said, I'm not, I mentioned that I'm not sure what will be in my future in the long term, but I'm definitely going to take a break. And there's really not an easy break for coaches. We don't really take much time off throughout the year, and you're always recruiting or you're coaching your team in season, in the spring season, you're always training. So there really isn't much of a break. And, the summer for me was going to be pretty packed and pretty tough, and I wanted to make sure that the team had what they need to have a successful season, because this is such an amazing group of young women. They're great students, they're great people, they're great athletes, and I really feel like we're on a verge of contending for another championship this coming fall. And, you know, I had some stuff happen in my life that really made me just more reminded me how unpredictable and short life can be. And I said, you know, I think I need a little time for myself, and there's just not going to be any time. So I really wanted to put the team first, and it's what we ask our players to do all the time. They're in very good hands. They're going to be just fine, and they've got a really great season ahead of them. But I needed to take a break for me. So, yes, I'm getting out of coaching at least in the short term.
So how did the team take it? How the kids take it?
Yeah, I mean, I think you're going to get a range of emotions and reactions, particularly, you know, once you let them know it's a shock. Listen, this was a very difficult decision for me to make. I have been so grateful for my time here. I've had 9 years here. I can't even believe it's been 9 years, to be honest, but it's gone so fast. But listen, it's been amazing. I've learned so much. I've grown so much. And the amount of people have reached out to me over the last few days as well has been incredible. I'm truly lucky and blessed. I can't even tell you. But the team was great. You know, I've always been someone who has talked to my team and taught them, too, that this isn't about one person. This isn't about Melissa Myers. This isn't about me. You know, this is about Illinois State Volleyball and doing the right thing for all of us. And so, you know, they're going to be just fine. I think they were initially shocked, like I said, but we've got great leadership, not only in the team with Jalen and Courtney, who are our captains, but with the administration and the support staff we have, you know, they're putting their arms around this team, and they're going to be just fine. This team's going to be resilient, and they're going to, you know, in a few weeks they'll be moving on and continuing to train all summer. They're here all summer, and they're going to be just fine.
Well, one of the things that, you know, you talk about Melissa's coaching, but earlier I said people don't realize that then there's that mentorship piece that you have with these wonderful young people, too, and that can go 24 hours a day. So the good news is for many of them, while you may not be their coaching, you'll continue to be a mentor, I'm sure, through their futures.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know, and, I think sometimes you know, I have to be honest, for me, once I leave a program, it's not something that I'm going to be reaching out to them. I don't think that's fair to the next coach or to, the players or even the program. They're going to need to get themselves together and get, you know, and have a, you know, a different sort of leadership and movement. But for sure, I will always be there for them, for sure. And but while they're still a student athlete, they need to be focused on, you know, Illinois State Volleyball and their new leadership and their new coach and all that kind of stuff. I don't like to meddle and go backwards, but I'm going to be around. And you're right. I mean, you keep in touch with people throughout their lives. And I've had even former athletes of mine reach out, not even just from here at Illinois State, but other places reaching out. And it's so nice to be able to keep in touch with those people, because we do spend so much time with them throughout our career and throughout their career. So, yes, I do hope to keep in touch. Maybe not right away while they work through, you know, things, but, you know, in the long term, absolutely.
So as you do step away after this many years, what do you want us to remember as the legacy you're going to leave for Illinois State?
Oh, that's a tough question. Legacy is such a big word. you know, I think, you know, our career sometimes, you know, they go up and down, right? You go through all sorts of things. And I certainly wish that, you know, I could have won more matches. I wish I could have won a championship every year. But, you know, certainly the highlight of my career here was going undefeated in the Missouri Valley Conference in 2014. We went undefeated. We hadn't done that at Illinois State before. We made some history that year. We won an NCAA first round match, beating Marquette in five, and we were down 0-2. I mean, I'll never forget that match and being able to come back and beat them at the University of Wisconsin, and then getting to play Wisconsin in the second round. So, you know, that was such a banner year and such a special time for all those student athletes and for our staff as well. And that's certainly going to be one of the main things I remember. I don't know about legacy, but for sure, those were some really good years. But I'll be honest, this group that's with the team right now, we have a great group returning, and we've got some great newcomers, and it's going to be a really exciting year of Redbird volleyball. So, you know, I just encourage, you know, all of our fans to continue supporting them and really get out and see them this year. I think this is going to be a great year for Redbird volleyball.
How does it work in the coaching world? Do you, after you made the announcement, do you call maybe a friend that's at another school and say, hey, I just want to let you know, this is a great position. You ought to apply for it. Is any of that going on? Are you recruiting at all?
Well, I'll be honest, right now, I'm just trying to get my feet under me, and I've got so much going on. You know, we've got all sorts of things this week. I've got a few camps, and, you know, I've got to pack up and move, and there's a lot of things that trying to figure all that out over the next few weeks, trying to get everything ready. This was certainly not something that, like I said, was easy and quick. So I had to really, you know, kind of get myself situated. But yeah, I mean, I have talked to some different coaches, but you know, I think I have not been recruiting necessarily for the position. I think that we've got good people at Illinois State who are already doing that, and they've got that under control. I'm sure they're going to find a great new coach.
And you're done recruiting. What are you going to do with all your free time?
You know what? Call me in a couple of months, and I'll tell you what I've done with it. But I don't have any real quick plans right now. But I'm looking forward to a little bit of reprieve, just a little bit of time to relax. And I've got a lot of books that I've had on my shelf that I haven't read that I've been buying over the years, and say, oh, maybe I'll read that next month when I have a little bit of time. So lots of books to read, lots of walks to take, and, you know, just visit my family, actually, over the next couple months as well. So,
all right, Melissa. Well, we wish you the best of luck, and enjoy your whatever you want to call this right now, a little respite, I guess, huh?
You know, well, I like to say that professors take sabbaticals all the time, right?
Yeah,
they,
there you
not
go.
Not all the time. They can take a sabbatical when they need, and I think this is sort of, for me, just a, yeah, taking a little time.
Well, good for you and good luck, Melissa, and thanks for spending some time with us this morning.
No, I thank you and all of your support for our program at Illinois State. Thank you.